From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Since the inception of the Citizen Security and Justice Program in 2001, over 20,000 youth have benefited from the services of the program. On today's edition of CSJP in 5, we share how a young man's job placement journey with the assistance of CSJP is changing his life in a positive way. A few years ago, in the district of Mount Salem in St. James, there lived a young man who was determined to change his life circumstances for the better. While on that journey, he was introduced to the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, by a relative. His name is Warren Holas.
I had to find work to get the money to pay their finances.
Warren signed up for the job placement program where he met job placement officer Allison Espute. This unit, under the CSJP initiative, is responsible for increasing labor attachment among youth in at-risk communities. The labor market and employability component of the program exposes youngsters to the requisite skills for the working environment, provides employment opportunities for youth in at-risk communities, creates linkages, and strengthens partnerships between the public and private sectors. Ms. Allison describes her first encounter with the CSJP beneficiary.
Warren was eager to work when I met with him. We went through a brief job readiness preparation. He was open to customer service and front desk. He interviewed well with me. He was very confident in himself, confident in what he would be able to bring to the table.
Once a job opportunity arises and persons in the database meet the requirements of the employer, the resume is submitted to the company. The employment retention rate is very good. In Warren's case, he was successfully employed to Xerox as a customer care agent. Ms. Espute received positive feedback from Warren's employer.
They were very impressed with his interview, and after the first month, they sent me an email to say that they are impressed with how he's working. I'm really proud of him.
Warren was later promoted to support officer, then team lead at the company. The organization was so impressed with him that he was offered a job as team leader at a branch overseas, and Warren recently migrated to the United States to take up the opportunity.
Even though it's going to be very beneficial, it's not that there's not going to be any more service out there, so you just have to think about it one step at a time.
Warren credits the CSJP for where he is now.
If it weren't for them, I wouldn't have so many resumes sent out and receiving so many calls from different places to get a job. Yeah, it would be very much harder to do from home, but by the recommendation of CSJP, it's always easier.
He says the initiative has impacted his community in a positive way, and he intends to give back to the place he called home.
The community has benefited from the help of CSJP because they're taking young people off the streets, finding jobs, and helping them to take the correct path and be away from crime and violence.
CSJP continues to encourage partnerships with Corporate Jamaica to create employment and opportunities for at-risk youth.
We call on public and private sector to open their doors to these youngsters, especially youngsters who have been through programs such as the CSJP. Once these youngsters are out there, having completed any of our training programs, they would have been many steps closer to being productive citizens and no part of the solution in our society.
Communication and Social Marketing Coordinator at CSJP, Patrice Nephew. CSJP carries out this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.